As I heard Riley drift into sleep, I tried to refocus on finding a new guy for Prudence. Dr. J was an annoying distraction. I promised myself I would quickly dismiss him. The next morning, I was stunned to see how many responses Prudence's profile had generated. I was a bit jealous that between midnight and 8 a.m., 67 men had made contact with Prudence, despite her half-assed attempt at a character profile and mediocre photo. I wonder if I would have fared as well. Sam wrote back to tell me I was a total bitch for thinking his smile and complete me line was weak. He was pleased to report that he was getting an overwhelming response to his ad. Thank you very much. For a moment, I contemplated writing a fake profile just to see how many responses it would generate. Breathing, warm body, not ugly, bites only when provoked. Chiming in during vampire hours was Randy, who liked taking jello baths with women. I hope this doesn't come across as perverted or anything weird like that, but I like to be real honest about my preferences, so there are no surprises when we get into things. I definitely like the tangy flavor of the citrus. Lime is my favorite, but some of my lady friends have said the lemon is better. These are merely suggestions. Oh no, Randy, this doesn't seem weird or perverted in the slightest. There was Todd, who wrote that I, rather, Prudence, was quite attractive, but wanted to be sure she had no tattoos. On someone with whom I am not considering a long-term relationship, I could overlook a small, discreetly placed tattoo, provided it were a flower or a heart, but would rule out anyone who wore skulls or Chinese writing. I must be upfront about the fact that any tattoo on a woman would seriously jeopardize her candidacy as the potential mother of my children. The nerve! Who is campaigning to be the mother of his children? And why was my tattoo status so important to this guy that it was the very first thing he wanted to discuss? Had his former girlfriend needled, "I'm with asshole," onto her lower back, in Chinese? Morton described himself as a teddy bear, which invariably means a lot of stuffing. Peter said he was incredibly masculine despite his penchant for dressing in women's underwear. His picture was unconvincing. Peter's harp-like ribs protruded above a hairy curtain of stomach, and his panties were so last season. Omar wore a short top hat and black cape, which made him look like he was either a magician or something out of turn of last century New York. Tim posed winking at his high-gloss grand piano with the opening line, "I'm a player." At least he didn't write, "Let's make music." Scratch that, it was the fourth line. Frank said he wanted a chill partner, then went on to describe himself as a blissful, contemplative psychic who enjoys moonlit walks on the beach and gentle lovemaking. Translation, self-important, patchouli-smelling granola boy whose idea of foreplay...